You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ferries that use diesel can consume at least 1 million litres of diesel a year and can emit 570 tonnes of carbon dioxide. With electrical energy being the push for the future, I spoke to Michael Eaglin, CEO of EV Maritime, about the push towards ferries that use electrical energy.
In New Zealand, or at least in Auckland, all of the ferries are entirely diesel powered. We've got one electric ferry in Wellington just recently launched by East by West, which was developed and built by Wellington Electric Brothers. But other than that, all of the other ferries in New Zealand are diesel powered.
And so what is EV Maritime suggesting to push forward for the electrical ferry route?
Well, the main thing is to get going on electrifying the stuff where the really large emissions are. And so one of the reasons that ferries is a really important focus, there's two reasons why ferries are a really important focus. One of them is that they use a huge amount of energy. They're really busy boats and they go quite fast, and that combination means that they use a lot of energy. So Auckland ferries alone use about 13 million litres of diesel a year, which, given there's only about 30 ferries, it's about half the diesel use of the entire Auckland bus fleet, and there's about 1,400 buses. So it's very much a sort of a disproportionately high use. I think Auckland Transport worked out that 20% of their public transport emissions for Auckland came from ferries, and yet they only represented about 6% of the passenger journeys. So that is one reason why it's really important to electrify them, is because they produce a lot of emissions. But the other reason is that ferries come and go from the same place all the time. In Auckland, they all go to the downtown ferry terminal, and then they each go out to their various places, whether that be Devonport or Hobsonville or Gulf Harbour or whatever. And because they're coming and going from the same docks, it provides you the opportunity to recharge them. They're going for relatively short periods of time, and if you recharge each time they come past those docks, you have the ability to develop quite an efficient system. You don't need the range to run all day, and so you can have a lightweight, fast ferry that can deliver the same service that the passengers are used to now, but do it fully electric. So it's a combination of the amount of energy that's used and the opportunity that their service provides.
How would battery charging compare in terms of energy consumption in comparison to diesel?
It's tricky for most people to compare them, but I mean, if you get technical, and if the engineers listening are thinking in sort of the energy content of diesel or the calorific content of diesel, electric propulsion and electric energy systems are much more efficient than fossil fuel ones. So you produce a lot of waste heat when you're burning diesel and so on, but you don't produce nearly as much with electric. So it is more efficient, but it's not really what it's about. In New Zealand, 85% of our electricity network is renewable thereabouts, and there's a huge amount more renewable energy capacity ready to be consented and ready to be built if only the demand was there. So it's not even just about efficiency, it's actually about the fact that we're able to use renewable energy sources rather than fossil fuel energy sources. It's where the really big gains come from.
What do you think the government would have to do to sort of get electrical ferries more commonly used?
Well, of course, the project that we're doing with the government on this is a great example. I mean, they've put up $27 million to help Auckland Transport buy these first two boats. And that is about helping Auckland Transport de-risk the project from a technical and commercial perspective, and sort of pushing forward with something when otherwise the sort of commercial frameworks might have required things to take a bit longer. It's quite a big change to step into electric from fossil fuels, and you're moving from a sort of a low cost asset, high cost operating model with diesel boats to sort of the opposite, where you've got quite high cost assets and quite low operating costs. And so there's a shift there in what it means to buy and operate ferries, and how the kind of the commercial frameworks play out. And so that level of change is just quite hard for for the whole, for the industry to handle. So by supporting this as generously as the government has, it really makes it a lot easier for Auckland Transport to step into its first electric ferry project. And really, it's not really about proving whether electric ferries work. It's more about understanding how they work in the Auckland network and what it means at a commercial level, so that they can work that through all of their operating contracts with the various ferry operators, and have something which delivers good value to the ratepayers and the passengers.
Are you aware of electric ferries being used anywhere else in the world?
Yes, absolutely. The Norwegians probably have really been leading the world in this, and for the last sort of 5 or 10 years, probably there's been some early electric ferries. Most of them so far have been quite heavy, large vehicle ferries that cross the fjords. The sorts of vessels like the ferry that runs from Opua to Okeato up in the Bay of Islands. Those sorts of ferries are quite suitable for early electrification because they're not very sensitive to the weight of the vessel. Of course, batteries are really heavy. They're not trying to go very fast, so they're using relatively little energy given the amount of work they're doing. And they're going quite short distances with a reasonable amount of time at each end to load and unload all of those cars. And so that's really been where we've seen electrification starting. But just in the last couple of days, we've seen the official commissioning of the world's first electric container ship. Not doing, big transoceanic stuff, but a very impressive project. So, electrification of boats is something. It's a really large movement worldwide. Where we're a bit different here is that what we're developing is electric fast ferries. And that's a lot, I don't want to say it's a lot harder to do, because I've got huge admiration for those who have done the projects that have led the way in this. But it introduces new challenges, because going fast in boats requires those boats to be lightweight. And we've got to carry a lot of energy in a lightweight frame and deliver that kind of rapid transit commuter experience, which is quite a lot harder in some respects. So that's what's special about these boats is the speed. This is really one of the first sort of really rigorous commuter ferries to be electrified.
And when can we expect to see those ferries come out?
Well, they'll be launched in 2024, which probably sounds like a long way off, but it doesn't feel like it from those of us that have to deliver them. So. Yeah, the first 6 months or so is going to be a lot about sourcing materials and getting things here and building preparatory work molds and so on before the materials arrive in the country, and then there's a sort of a really solid sort of 12-month build program through the middle 12 to 18 months, and then there's sort of putting the final pieces of technology together and testing and running everything up. So. It will be a busy time, but you'll have to wait till 2024.
That was Michael Eaglin, CEO of EV Maritime, discussing the future of electric ferries.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.